Yo, GM, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pidgin Parlor Crypto Podcast, where una they bring you better to read about cryptocurrency and everything with a sub for the crypto space. As una don't know, my name na Crossvik, your Ogbonge host for this podcast. And today I dey very excited because of one big matter where I won't follow una reason. If you don't pay attention, if you pay attention to waiting the solve for the crypto space for this 2025, you go don't hear people talk about Bitcoin dominance. And many people the reason say, okay, Revia, waiting be Bitcoin dominance. I mean, plenty people they talk about me, I don't understand waiting the solve for that matter. Share you not help us shook mouth. And as I don't know, I know they disappoint my fans. So I don't come today, make I can't tell you waiting be Bitcoin dominance. Alright, more go now. So basically, Bitcoin dominance na method where would they take measure the share of Bitcoin, the share of Bitcoin market cap, if we compare them to all other altcoins. I go say that again. Now the method where would they take measure Bitcoin market cap against all other altcoins. We'll just backtrack a bit. If you don't forget, waiting market cap be my help you. Okay, so market cap now. If one gets the market cap of a particular coin or token, now the you go multiply the price of the token with the current circulating supply of the token. Alright. So it is very important. Make you put that for heart as we did. Waka go. The next thing we I feel say make I just remind you now quickly now waiting be altcoin. Altcoin basically now any coin with the difference from BTC. And so how will they calculate Bitcoin dominance? Basically, now the market cap of Bitcoin, if you divide the market cap of Bitcoin by the total crypto market cap, when we say total crypto market cap, we mean total market cap of every other altcoin for the crypto space. Then it will give us the percentage of Bitcoin dominance. All right, now this is very important because this calculation where I just give you it is very important because if you check between currently 2025 and 10 years ago, Bitcoin don't retain 38% to 100% of market dominance for the past 10 years. And if you consider how many altcoin day markets, you go know say that fits in a ridiculous power BTC gets for the market. In fact, considering the fact that for year 2024, more than 600,000 altcoin now you then create, and it means say per day then they create 5,500 altcoin. So plus all the altcoin we then create, then their market cap in totality no still reach Bitcoin market cap. That one no be smart, you know. So make we trace some a bit from the beginning. Bitcoin is still the king for the market, but if you go for year 2017, or make we start from year 2017, year 2017, or when they first create Bitcoin for, make we start from when they first create Bitcoin for 2009. Between 2009 and 2017, Bitcoin gets 95% to 99% dominance for the market, especially because for that time they never create altcoins, no day, plenty altcoins, no day. In fact, like I say, Ethereum self never enter markets then between 2009 and 2017. So, he didn't get better dominance. It means say, waiting Bitcoin they do for that time now, waiting every other altcoin could they do, right? But if you look at 2017, when Ethereum come market, then Ethereum, you know, now when Ethereum enter market, it make better noise because now for that time, okay, people can they maybe build on top Ethereum. I mean, a lot of things they happen for Ethereum, right? Some alts today, altcoins today. So people they come out their money from Bitcoin, put inside other alternative coins. That means altcoins where they market, right? So by 2018, Bitcoin dominance in drop from that 95% way in day 2009 to 2017, in drop to 38%. right? But one matter can't happen for that 2018 going forward, because a lot of ICOs no can't happen for that 2018. If you the reason waiting behind ICO now, initial coin offering, it can't make because of some of those failed projects way happen. Some people call the reason say, ah, if like say now BTC still be the safest of all these cryptocurrencies, so they can't come out their money back from all the other altcoins way they market, and then shook them back inside BTC. And for that time, as 2019 they round up, Bitcoin market dominance enter about 70% back. Now, between 2019 and these current times where we dey, something very dramatic happened, because now that time DeFi began to come up, decentralized finance, all these lending, borrowing, all this time now then go popular. DeFi summer for 2021, then eventually it affect the dominance, because plenty people will be investors kind of look say, okay, Bitcoin no fee, the only thing we would fee use Bitcoin for now store of value, you know, if you build anything on top of them, you know if you like multiply your money almost immediately, then they kind of look inside other DeFi, decentralized finance system, right? And that's divergence, it make Bitcoin dominance to drop about 40%. So currently, as we speak, in the between 40% and in the range between 40% and 50%, right? This analysis is very important because of what is the currently happen for the market. In fact, many people don't get confused for this particular bull run, because then the reason, okay, Bitcoin dominance. When altcoin season go happen, Bitcoin go happen. Say Bitcoin go first rally first. If like say the market know the follow previous patterns, and now what's the reason be that? If like say the market know the follow the previous patterns where it they always follow before now, right? Because they don't tamper with BTC dominance, right? Now, what's in the BTC things where they affect Bitcoin dominance? Well, I could just give you one or two things where I feel they affect Bitcoin dominance. Number one, bull run, bear markets, bull run, those combinations at times they affect Bitcoin dominance, because for if we did bull run, everywhere they excited, like this season, everything they pump, right? But when we enter bear markets, people could just the reason say, okay, it be like say the only safest place may I feel shook my money currently in a BTC because of the how established it don't for the market. So bear season, bull run, they affect the Bitcoin dominance, right? And one of the analysis we I won't give now before we close this particular episode, it gets one analysis where I see as I prepare for this podcast, and Naibi say that if Bitcoin they rally up and the dominance too they increase, it means say it is it they outperform every other altcoin. But if Bitcoin they rally up and the dominance they go down, it means say all other altcoin go soon outgrow Bitcoin. So go pay attention to this thing where I talk for this particular run. It go tell you, it go give you accurate sign exactly when the altcoin go pick up. But I suspect, say as President Trump don't enter into office now, it dey very we start very soon a very solid autism way. All the altcoins where we know, Solana, XRP, Optimism, all of those other altcoins, Ethereum itself, could they eat their new all-time high for this particular run? I don't know if you learn one or two things from this episode. I just want to give you alpha on waiting Bitcoin dominance be and how we feel affects the current markets. If you learn one or two things, make a like, comment, share, and basically just tell us what you learn, and if you get questions, send them to our Gmail at pigeonparlor@gmail.com. till I see you in my next episode, make sure you stay safe, do your own research, and stay woke, because the market no laugh, even boy safe no laugh for this season. Peace guys.